Succession number 20475, Reel 5.
Continue?
Yes, you were saying that you had to take the name Gaston, I think.
Yes. So they asked me, how do you spell it? But I became a Gaston from that moment. And I took managing that travel agency. And I went back to Cook's, gave notice, and I spoke to someone on different department. He asked me, where are you going to? So I gave the name of the company. And he said, oh my God, what did you do? This is a broken company, busted. They go bankrupt next week. You got yourself out of a job, he says. I said, well, let's see what's going to happen. Sure enough, the company was broke. It had more debts than it had assets. Fortunately, the debts were in Iraq and in Palestine. So people may have, or some foreign hotels in Switzerland. So there was no pressure. But there were very few customers and very little business. But I took that company from turnover of £47,000 to turnover of close to £2 million. And by that time, I got rid of two partners, and my third partner, because I became a partner. And my third partner, decided to emigrate to Australia. So I didn't want to buy the company because he wanted too much money. So we decided to flog it. So we sold it. We sold the company. I worked for another 15 years. No, 11 years afterwards. But then I had a little company which I also sold and retired. And that's the end of the story.
Have you been back to Poland?
Yes, of course. First time I went on the 25th anniversary of the Warsaw Uprising.
Under communist rule?
Yes, it was still under communist rule. But it changed in a way that I would not any longer be arrested or taken to Siberia or something like it. At least personal safety I didn't have to worry about. My wife used to go. She went earlier. She went earlier, and of course her father was there, so she was going more often. I only had my brother there because I brought my sister here on a 2 weeks visit. And imagine, she found her old flame from Lvov. She got married here straight away. In fact, I didn't know anything because I was in Brussels on some business. My daughter was 10. I came back and I talked to my daughter, and she said to me, Dad, there is love. I'm like, what love? She says, Auntie Luca, that's my sister. She said, what do you mean? Yes, and Lolo, which is the guy. How do you know? I can see, she said to me. She was under 10.
So what do you think of the prospects for Poland now?
Very difficult to say. I personally don't like the country anymore because it lost, to me, it lost the beauty of the culture of the of that class of people that I come from. We have now 100% peasant country, which is a rough, without, which is very often brutal, rough, and it's not cultured. It will produce culture perhaps in another 50 years. It takes time. It's at least got possibility of doing it because it's free. The people that were ruling Poland for the last 50 years have not been thrown away. They are still in their jobs. They changed their skins, but not their internal way of thinking. They are still communists in mind, those that are in charge of things. You don't feel it until you get to politics and to decisions making. It was never an easy country. It was good in the 15th and 16th and 17th century.
Do you know what happened to your father?
Yes, whatever. I know a little. I know that he was taken out to prison in Lvov and put on a train with other people from the prison. We heard from somebody in Lvov that a note was thrown from a train in Tashkent saying that Dr. Gazyarovsky is with us. After that note, I heard nothing until I got in touch with Memorial in Moscow, and through this association I know and I received from Lvov, from the current Ukrainian Ministry of Justice, that according to the papers they have, and they gave me copies, my father got 10 years prison sentence for being a bourgeois, and that he should be serving that sentence in Kazakhstan. I have not heard a thing since. The person representing Memorial in Kazakhstan cannot throw any more light on it. That's all.